Fuzz Bucket. A leafy suburban street with detached houses lining each side of the road. One of the houses has a clapboard frontage and a drive to one side of it leading to garages at the back. A large treehouse has been constructed in a tree in the back garden of the house, and a footbridge connects it to the first floor of the building. A boy passes in front of the treehouse window.
What are you doing here? Why in the world would you come to me? But this is so weird. I'm just a kid. Why don't you go to a scientist? They got computers and chemicals and stuff like that. They know how to do that kind of stuff better than a kid any day.
The young boy, who has thick brown hair, paces back and forth. The treehouse is decorated with drawings. The boy looks out of the window.
Where are you now? Sure, I'll help you, I guess. I can't drive, but I got a bike. How did you get invisible in the first place?
He looks at someone that may or may not be in the corner.
I don't believe you. You swear? I never heard of anything like that. Really? If you're away after midnight, you turn invisible? Why were you out after midnight? Where were you? How come nobody saw you at the drive-in movie? Where, on top of the snack bar? Only time I ever stayed up after midnight was on last New Year's Eve, and I didn't turn invisible. What kind of place do you live in? Well, how can you go back?
Mikey! Dinner, honey!
My mom. I gotta eat dinner now. You hungry? Maybe you better wait here. They don't understand stuff so good. I'll bring you up something, all right?
Michael, I'm not gonna call you again.
I'm coming.
Mikey steps out of the treehouse and raises a section of handrail by the door. He then climbs down a knotted rope hanging beside it. His mum and sister are in the kitchen.
The tumor's here, finally.
Don't call your brother a tumor, Stevie.
Hands, Mikey.
Okay, let's go.
They go to the dining room table.
Where's Dad?
He'll be home later.
Just because you're starting school tomorrow is no reason for you to be biting your nails again.
Mikey examines the food on his plate.
There are mushrooms in the gravy.
Well, just pick them out. You can't even taste them.
Yes, you can. They taste like lizards.
Tastes better than fingernails.
You eat that, Michael, or you'll go to bed without any supper.
He gets up.
Where do you think you're going?
Well, you said I could go to bed without any supper.
You sit there until you eat them.
Reluctantly, he sits back down. His sister, Stevie, gives him a sullen look. Mikey turns to his invisible friend.
Fuzzbucket, what are you doing here? Not now, I'll be up there later.
His mum regards him dubiously.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Aren't you a little old for an imaginary friend?
Aren't you a little old for a padded bra? You liar!
That's enough out of both of you. Michael, you eat your dinner. Do you understand me? I mean it.
Everyone looks fed up. Day turns to night, and Mikey is sitting alone at the table with his dinner still in front of him. He turns to his invisible friend.
You want some? I don't blame you. Oh, grown-ups can do whatever they want. It's a power thing. As long as you live in this house, you abide by our rules.
It's like they make up new rules whenever they need them. I can't wait till I'm old enough to move out.
Mom's been listening.
You want me to help you get your stuff ready for school before you go to bed?
No, that's okay. It's no big deal. I can do it.
She smiles and steps forward with a thoughtful expression.
Are you a little worried about starting junior high?
No, I'm fine.
She smiles.
I know it's going to be a change. Different teachers for every class. But you're going to do just fine.
Mikey looks down thoughtfully, then back up at his mum.
Can I go to my room now?
Sure. Let me make you a sandwich first, okay?
He smiles.
All right.
She goes. Later, Mikey lies asleep on his bed, still fully clothed. The sweep of a car's headlights outside wakes him up.
Fuzzbuck, Dad's up.
Mikey sits up on his bed and listens to the sounds of his father coming in.
I'm glad you're home.
What's wrong?
I'm worried about Mikey. He's invented some kind of imaginary friend.
Oh, I thought there was an accident or something.
I think it's serious. He keeps talking to something called a fuzz bucket.
What?
Do you think we spend enough time with him?
I'm working long hours for those kids.
It's 7 in the morning.
Shut that thing off!
Stevie bursts into Mikey's room and sees that his bed is stripped and that there's no sign of him.
Mom!
Mikey is still asleep in his treehouse. He wakes and sits up.
Fuzzbucket?
He gets up and carries his bedding back across the footbridge from the treehouse to the main house. He climbs in through his bedroom window. His mum, dad and sister Stevie are waiting for him. Seeing them, his shoulders sag.
Busted!
You go get ready for school.
Mum and Stevie leave the room. Dad closes the door behind them.
It's hard for women to understand men, isn't it?
Mikey leans against the wall and nods.
You okay?
Mikey shrugs. His dad, whose hair is starting to recede, eyes him.
I hear you've got an imaginary friend. Fuzzbucket, is that it?
Not imaginary, invisible.
And what's this buddy of yours look like?
Well, I don't know. He's invisible.
Fair enough. Look, Mikey, you're in junior high now. You're not a little kid anymore. Invisible friends are okay when you're 6, but at 12... Well, you know what I'm getting at, huh?
Mikey nods. His dad sits on the side of the bed.
Come on, sit down.
Mikey puts the bedding down and sits beside his dad. They regard each other.
You're not afraid to come to me with any problems, are you? That's what dads are for.
Mikey looks down.
Anything a dad can help you with? Anything wrong I can help make right?
I just didn't want to hurt you and Mom fighting. So I slept in the castle.
Oh. Something I want you to know, Mikey. There are a lot of things that make your mother and I unhappy. And we tend to yell at each other sometimes. Wish your kids didn't have to hear that. But no matter how much noise we make, I want you to know that we love you and Stevie very much.
I know.
Mikey hangs his head and his dad puts an arm around his right shoulder.
You too old to give your dad a hug?
Mikey throws his arms around his father and they share a hug.
Let's give up this fuzz bucket thing for me, won't you?
Mikey looks down.
Good. Okay. You better get yourself ready for school. You don't want to be late on the big day, do you, huh, big guy?
You gonna ride with me today?
No, I'll just ride my bike, you know, first day and stuff.
Oh, and you don't want to ride with Daddy. Of course, I get it. Here I am. I'm trying to tell you to grow up, then I want to keep you a little kid. I'm sorry, Michael.
That's okay, Dad.
Good luck, buddy.
His dad goes. Mikey sits back on his bed and turns to his imaginary friend.
Don't worry, Fuzzbucket. We can do it as soon as I get back from school. No, I just have to go to school. Then we can fix you. You don't need to get somebody else. We're friends, aren't we?
Mikey gets on his bike.
You know, school. They're supposed to teach us stuff there. Yeah, I guess so. I learned that you can't make a living drawing comic books. Coleslaw is good for you. And big guys beat up on little guys and swipe their lunch money.
Mikey talks to his invisible friend, who is apparently sitting in a basket on the back of the bicycle.
You okay, Fuzzbucket?
Mikey cycles up outside the school.
All students report to orientation in the cafeteria. Center corridor on the left. All students report to orientation in the cafeteria. Center corridor on the left. On the left. All students report to orientation in the cafeteria.
Mikey parks his bicycle in a rack and then makes to walk past the teacher who's issuing instructions.
Second corridor on the left. The other left, son. All students report to orientation in the cafeteria, second corridor.
On your left.
In a large dining hall, groups of students stand around chatting as they wait. Others are being interviewed by members of staff at tables set up at the top of the room. Mikey wanders in and looks around a little bit daunted. The teachers chat to the pupils at the tables.
Last name first. No, it's by last name. Z for Zimmerman, not R for Robert.
Lunch is not an elective.
Oh, you're Tom's brother. Well, we'll see you on the football field.
A long line of kids wait at each table. Mikey's near the back. As time passes, he slowly works his way to the front.
All right, thank you, young lady. That'll be all.
Mikey steps forward.
Oh, last name first.
Gerber, Michael.
Gerber? Like in the baby food? Gerber? Is that spelling G-E-R-B-E-R?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, you're not listed.
Guess I'd better go home then, huh?
I guess no such luck. Come on.
Where are we going?
Well, to the office. Seems like you just slipped through the cracks, Gerber, Michael.
The office?
He looks alarmed.
All right. Here, sit.
Already in trouble the first hour of the first day?
My name wasn't on the list. I guess it don't exist.
I'll find him. Excuse me, darling. I'll find him. Everybody's in the master roll call. We have more ways of finding out where you young people are than the FBI.
Mikey rolls his eyes as the teacher rummages through a box of files. He looks over at a girl sitting to his right and self-consciously adjusts his hair. She looks over at him and he quickly looks away. She smiles to herself. Something amuses Mikey. The girl looks over at him.
Stop it, Fuzzbucket! Stop it! Stop it, Fuzzbucket! Stop it! What's so funny?
He stops laughing as a stern-looking teacher looms over him.
You want to let me in on the joke?
No joke, sir.
Then what's so funny?
Somebody was tickling me.
Were you tickling this young man, Miss Fielding?
Mm-mm.
What about you, Miss Langendorf?
Me? Oh, no, sir, no.
Young lady?
Oh, no, sir, he just looked at me and started laughing.
Seems we've run out of culprits, Mr.
Gerber, first name Michael.
Thank you. Why don't you come into my office?
Mikey follows the stern-looking teacher, who opens a small gate in the reception desk for him to pass through. They go on into the man's office. A sign on the door says principal. The principal closes the door behind them and points to a chair. Mikey does as he's told.
You want to tell me what was so funny?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, come on, try me.
Well, I just thought of something funny, I guess.
I could use a good laugh.
Kid funny, not principal funny.
I have a very good sense of humor, Mr. Gerber.
Mikey looks down sheepishly.
All right. Everything okay at home?
Sure.
The principal sits down at his desk.
Big step today, isn't it? All those different classes. Make you nervous a bit?
No, sir.
You like school?
It's okay.
You nervous about PE? A lot of the young fellas are at first. They're not used to taking showers with the other guys. Some of the boys come in here with real bad stomach aches over that. But they get over it soon enough. That bother you at all? No bad stomach aches, Mike? I'm on your side. I'm here to help. Be your friend. All I want you to do is tell me what's bugging you. Now, what was all that ruckus about? I've got all day.
Nobody believes anything I say, so what difference does it make?
I'll believe you. Talk to me, come on.
Mikey looks down and considers.
Fuzzbucket was tickling me.
You see? Now, how hard was that? Now, who's this Fuzzbucket?
Mikey looks down again.
Joan.
What are you doing?
Come on, talk to him. What do you mean? He thinks I'm lying. Tell him!
Now, just...
I'm not crazy. Tell him! Tell him!
Stop it.
Tell him!
Stop it right this minute.
Tell him!
Take it easy, son.
The principal puts a hand on his shoulder.
I'm sorry. Really. I guess I'm just nervous about the first day of school. You're right. I'm okay now.
The principal smiles.
Attaboy.
He pats Mikey on the shoulder. Later, Mikey is back at home.
Mom? Anybody home?
He turns a light on in the kitchen, then gets a tray.
Okay, okay. You watch that door. I'm hurrying.
He's talking to his invisible friend again. Mikey takes several ingredients from the kitchen cupboards and puts them on the tray. Sometime later, Mikey's made a horrendous mess across the kitchen worktop and sink. He puts a last spoonful of something into a concoction in a blender.
You sure about this?
He stirs the mixture and sniffs it.
Ugh, yuck, this stuff really stinks. Where'd this come from?
He ladles some off-green gelatinous stodge into the mixture. Shaking his head, he puts the lid on the blender. He switches it on, and the blender whizzes up the mixture. As Mikey watches, his eyes widen in amazement. The mixture begins to glow luminous green. Mikey pours the green mixture into a jar. He puts the lid on the jar.
Mikey!
He hides the jar.
How was school, honey? Oh, what have you been doing in here? Michael, I've had it. You won't eat your dinner, you don't listen to me, and look at this disaster area. That's it. Get in your room this minute. No TV and no fuzz bucket. Now.
His dad.
What's for dinner?
Leftovers.
His dad looks at the mess, then sniffs the remains of the green mixture in the blender.
Oh.
Mikey steps into his room.
She didn't say anything about the castle. Come on.
Mikey goes to the window, then turns to his invisible friend.
Well, you're coming or not?
In the castle.
Okay, I told you. It wasn't my fault.
Mikey slowly unzips his jacket and takes out the jar of green goo he made in the kitchen. He holds it up with a smile and takes the lid off the jar. He holds it out.
Well, here you go.
Mikey lets go of the jar and it continues to hover in the air, apparently grasped by his invisible friend Fuzzbucket. Mikey watches as the jar tilts and the green concoction is guzzled down. The green concoction appears in a stomach floating in the air. Then a small humanoid skeleton with a long tail appears around it. Mikey watches wide-eyed as eyes appear in the skull and internal organs within the skeleton. The skeleton disappears as it becomes covered in muscle and skin, all covered in thick brown fur. Mikey smiles broadly. Fuzzbucket stands about 3 feet tall and has a pointed snout and a hairless rat-like tail. He excitedly checks himself out. Mikey grins as Fuzzbucket excitedly hugs him.
Big chunky, thank you!
Fuzzbucket enthusiastically jumps up and down.
Mikey, best buddy! Oh, my best buddy!
The treehouse castle shakes as Fuzzbucket runs around.
Mikey, dance! Dance! Where waxy draw?
Waxy draw?
Waxy draw? Cartoon making thing.
Mikey opens the curtains in the castle as Fuzzbucket hovers over a piece of paper. Mikey joins Fuzzbucket.
Need paw.
Mikey puts his hand on the paper and Fuzzbucket traces around it with a pencil. Mikey then removes his hand. Fuzzbucket puts his paw over the top of the outline of Mikey's hand and traces around it. The two outlines are overlaid.
Is that like Blood Brothers? Where does a Fuzzbucket come from? In town?
No. Further. Mushy goo.
Whoa, you mean Dead Man's Marsh? Out in the fields?
Home.
But nobody goes out there, not even grown-ups.
Good thing for Fuzzbucket, huh?
Fuzzbucket spots a television in the corner and points at it.
Tunes!
Mikey turns the TV on, and he and Fuzzbucket settle down to watch it. A cartoon featuring a couple of dancing chickens is on. Fuzzbucket watches it enraptured. Mikey glances at his friend as he watches. On screen, the chickens dance beak to beak. Later, Fuzzbucket has fallen asleep, his head resting on Mikey's shoulder.
Mikey!
Mikey is careful not to wake Fuzzbucket.
Mikey!
Mikey looks out of the window.
We're going to get a pizza and some spaghetti. Now, I want you to set the table before we get back.
Okay, I will.
As Mum drives off in her car, Mikey gently shakes Fuzzbucket.
Hey, Fuzzbucket.
How many clocks? How many clocks?
What do you mean, time? It's probably about six.
Homegoing! Got a homegoing! Can't go poof no more! Next time, go poof forever!
And no, Fuzzbucket, stop! Wait! I want to go with you!
Fuzzbucket place, not good boy place. Home better now, okay? Mikey best friend! But Fuzzbucket go now, or never come back!
Fuzzbucket pushes past Mikey and steps outside. He leaps off the castle and lands on the ground below. Mikey calls down to him.
Wait!
Got get home! Nobody see! Sneak through town! Home going away!
I'm going with you!
Mikey gets the knotted rope ready to climb down. Stevie and a group of her friends are walking along the pavement. They see Mikey come running towards them.
What's with your brother?
Mikey pounds up the pavement to them.
Mikey, what is the matter with you?
I'll tell you later.
What's wrong with you?
Fuzzbucket ran away. I have to find him.
Mikey, stop it. There's no Fuzzbucket.
I've got to find him. He's not invisible anymore.
Mikey, stop it now. There's no such thing.
Cool on me.
Stop it.
Your little brother's weird.
All little brothers are weird.
Stevie watches with an unsettled expression as Mikey runs on. Somewhere else in town, a man walks up to a mailbox and drops a letter into it. As he walks off, the flap on the mailbox opens and Fuzzbucket peers out of it. He disappears back inside and the mailbox shakes. Then the main door opens and Fuzzbucket steps out. He runs off. Mikey walks up a street looking for Fuzzbucket.
Fuzzbucket! Fuzzbucket!
He looks around a corner and steps into an alleyway.
Fuzzbucket! Come on! I'm your friend! You know I'm not gonna hurt you!
A homeless man emerges.
Who's making all that racket? Didn't you say I'm trying to take a nap?
The homeless man settles back under a pile of newspapers and Mikey walks on.
Fuzzbucket?
Fuzzbucket pops up in a dumpster. Now wearing a hat, coat and sunglasses, Fuzzbucket tumbles out of the dumpster with a rat biting his tail. Mikey picks a drinks can out of a dustbin and hurls it at the rat, which lets go of Fuzzbucket's tail. Mikey steps over to him as Fuzzbucket dusts his tail off.
Big Moby, thanks. Save Fuzzbucket's life.
I want to go with you. Take me to your house.
No house, Mikey. Not good for you. Fuzzbucket love you, but got to go. 12 o'clock's coming soon. Can't go poof. Never come back.
He kisses Mikey's hand and hurries off.
Hey, I can't go home now. I want to go with you.
That evening, Stevie is with her mum and dad.
He was running into town, and I don't know, he was just going on and on about Fuzzbucket. I didn't mean to hurt him. I didn't want him to run away.
Okay, now just listen to me, all right? Now, I've already called the police, just to be sure. He's probably just with a friend or something. He's going to turn up for dinner sooner than you know. I'm going to go around every block until I find him. I promise you I will call as soon as I find anything.
Stevie's going to go door to door. And I'm going to go inside and call his friends. And I'm not going to leave that phone until I hear something.
Hey, come here. Now, you listen to me. I promise you I will have Mikey home for you tonight.
He gives her a kiss and a reassuring nod. Mum and Stevie walk off together as Dad drives off in the car. Mikey is still walking through town.
Fuzzbucket!
He scans around as he walks.
Fuzzbucket!
Stevie walks up to a friend's house and knocks on the door.
Mikey?
What did your weird little brother do now?
He's not weird. Look, if you see him, just call me, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Stevie hurries off. Dad drives along in the car.
Mikey! Michael Gerber!
He drives on. Fuzzbucket is amusing himself by jumping in puddles. He turns around and around as he splashes playfully about. Slowly dances his way up a quiet, rain-washed street. Mikey's walking along another nighttime street with his hands thrust deep into the pockets of his jacket. He steps into a doorway just before his dad pulls up at the curb in the car. They miss each other. Dad glances around, then with a frustrated look, drives on. Mikey steps out of the doorway and carries on his way. A clock outside Box Jewelers says it's now midnight. A little way off, Mikey is walking up the same rainwashed street that Fuzzbucket had skipped along earlier as he jumped in the puddles. Mikey walks on, a solitary figure in the dark night. Morning in the countryside.
Fuzzbucket! Fuzzbucket!
Mikey runs up a track across a meadow, heading towards some trees. He rounds a corner and follows the track past some undergrowth. He finds himself at the top of a steep bank.
Fuzzbucket!
He looks out into the scrubland beyond, but there's no sign of Fuzzbucket. Looking tired now, Mikey jogs along the track. He stops and calls out. Getting no response, Mikey looks around and spots a large tree beside the track. He goes over to it and begins climbing up into its branches. Mikey climbs right up into the canopy of the tree and looks out. There's no sign of him.
I love you.
Mikey peers out across the expanse of countryside towards some hills in the distance.
You don't care about me. What did I ever help you for? If you ever turn invisible, don't come crying to me. I don't even believe in you. There's no such thing as a stupid fuzz bucket. I don't need you.
He looks out once more, but there's no response. Bitterly disappointed, Mikey climbs down from the tree and jumps to the ground. He wanders off across the grass. Suddenly, he falls down a hole in the ground. He looks around in the dim light and sees he's in a complex of tunnels. He cautiously moves forwards. Up on the surface, police and volunteers have arrived at the woods to look for Mikey. His mum and dad arrive and make their way over to some officers who have a bloodhound with them. One of the officers shakes hands with Dad.
Okay, now let's spread out and cover this territory. But each of you, keep within sight of the next one. Okay, let's go.
Mum and Dad hold hands as everyone sets off to search. Mikey crawls along through one of the narrow tunnels, the sides of which give off an eerie green glow. Hearing a noise, he stops.
Fuzzbucket, is that you?
He crawls on a bit further and finds himself in a larger subterranean chamber. Roots protrude from its walls. Now able to crouch, Mikey slowly walks forwards, gradually closing in on the mysterious noise. Mikey cautiously peeps around a corner and his eyes widen. Several fuzz buckets are eating something.
Fuzz bucket?
The fuzz buckets run off in a panic. As Mikey turns around, he bumps into another one and they run away from each other, both equally terrified. Mikey frantically looks around for the way out. Composing himself, Mikey turns around and runs back the way he came. He encounters one dead end after another. Realizing he's properly lost, Mikey stops running and takes a deep breath.
Fuzzbucket?
You smart Alex! Find hole!
Fuzzbucket drops down through a hole in the roof of the tunnel.
How be doing, Pally boy?
Why did you run away from me?
Not running away, Mikey face. Oh, going home.
I thought you were my friend.
Always being friend. Shake!
I want to be with you.
Oh, funny boy. Living ground?
It's no worse than my house.
You like them, planty feet? Roots. Yum, yum. Got no funny tunes in green ground. You the goofy fellow. This no place for boy, kid. Just a bunch of old fuzz buckets. That's all this joint good for.
They walk up the tunnel together.
Then why did you come to me in the first place? Why would you come and just run away from me?
Use the noodle, fellow. Brain is a terrible thing to waste. You needed me. I needed you. You big guy now. Easy Street. No place like home, Dorothy. Huh?
So you were just using me to get back home, to get visible again?
No, friends, helping. You help me, I help you too. Me big guy, just like Mikey. Mikey's house not so shabby now either. Mommy, daddy better now too. You see, maybe, hope so.
So I really am your friend. It wouldn't have been the same with just any dumb kid.
Not any dumb kid. This dumb kid.
Fuzzbucket gives him a hug.
Fuzzbucket loved Mikey, big dope.
Mikey kneels down.
Really?
You betcha. You good guy. Me good guy, too.
So, will we ever get to see each other again?
Heck yeah. Feasting baby blues. Mikey, best buddy with no fur. But time for you to get back to big people, huh? Got droopy eyes.
I'm not tired.
Really? Fuzzbucket pooped.
The other Fuzzbuckets.
Oh, don't mind Stinky. Bad apple. Others crabby, but okay. Okay?
Okay.
You love Fuzzbucket? Give smooch.
Mikey gives Fuzzbucket a kiss.
I love you too, Fuzzbucket.
Make me blush. Oh.
Mom and Dad are with the police officer.
I'm glad we didn't find a kid out here. This can be a dangerous place for a youngster. Give you folks a lift home in the squad car?
Dad indicates no thanks, and the officer looks awkward as they go.
Wait! There's something here!
A volunteer has found Mikey asleep under a tree.
Mikey!
Mum and Dad go to him.
Mikey, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Am I on restriction?
We'll talk about that later, okay?
You had us so worried. The whole neighborhood was out looking for you. You know you don't have to run away from us, honey. Don't ever, ever do that again, okay?
You don't have to worry about that.
Okay, later, huh? This kid looks like he can use a little shut-eye.
Fuzzbucket is probably home waiting for you.
Come on, let's get out of here. Get home, okay?
Mikey gets up and the three of them walk back towards the car. Later, their family car, which has faux wood panels along its sides, pulls up in their drive. As Mum, Dad and Mikey get out, Stevie comes running out of the house in her dressing gown.
You found him! Is he okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. He just wanted to get out of school, I bet.
Come on, knock it off, Stevie. Get inside now.
Glad you're okay.
Mikey and Stevie go in.
You tired?
Yes, I am. Do you think he's gonna be all right?
Oh, yeah, he'll be okay. A little weird, maybe, but okay.
Arm in arm, Mum and Dad make their way into the house. A little later, Dad looks into Mikey's room and finds him fast asleep, face down on the bed. Dad smiles.
Sleep tight, buddy.
Dad goes and Mikey doesn't stir. Dad joins Mum in their bedroom and as he takes his watch off, he notices a gift on the top of the chest of drawers. Mum finds another on the bedside table.
What's this?
They both open the gifts. Dad's contains a fancy bottle, while Mum's contains a carved wooden box. She opens it, and music plays. Mum and Dad regard each other warmly. Then Dad goes and sits on the bed beside Mum. touches her face. Then they share a lingering kiss. They haven't noticed a trail of luminous green paw prints on the bedroom carpet leading to the window. Outside, Fuzzbucket makes his way across the lawn towards the road. He stops to jump in a puddle on the pavement, then skips away. The screen fades to black. Created by SDI Media, funded by Walt Disney Studios, written and narrated by John Walskill. A sparkling arc shimmers above a fairy tale castle. Walt Disney Television.